B-Pod Studios.
On the line we have with us Ryan Archidiacono and Phil Booth. Guys, how you doing today?
We're good, doing well. I'm doing pretty good myself, real good.
Where are you guys right now? But this is the power of a conference call technology that we've got you on air today. Where are you talking to us from, Ryan?
I actually came back to Langhorne. I came back yesterday. I was in Chicago for 2 months, and then I actually came back yesterday to stay at my parents' house and kind of see the family a little bit.
Oh, beautiful. Hanging in Langhorne, I know it well. I'm a Bristol guy, Ryan, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all right. So, anyway, Phil, where are you right now?
I've been home for about a week now, came back in from D.C., so I'm just here with the fam as well.
All right, cool. So, tell me about the genesis of this and how you guys came up with this being an idea. And it's all for a good cause because you're going to start raise some money here during the COVID-19 situation. Tell us about the background of this.
I guess it all kind of started with both teams talking back to each other about what team is going to be would beat each other, whether it was the 16 or 18 team. And one of our players from the 16 team, Kevin Rafferty, has done just an amazing job of having a community outreach, trying to find some sponsors where we can donate and raise some money for Phil Abundance, Feeding America, and feeding the people who are unfortunately can't get meals during this time during COVID. So we thought it would be a great way to interact with fans. Kind of prove that the 16 team is better than the 18 team while for a good cause as well.
All right, so how is this actually programmed? Do you guys know the result of this? The guy that created this right now?
Phil, you got it.
Got it, Phil.
The game?
Yes, the game, game itself.
Kev put everything together, so we kind of did ratings from each player for each team. So since me, McKellen, Jalen on both teams, we have two different ratings considering how good you are that year. And then within the, I guess, the system, the game system, they kind of play it together and they simulate the game. So we'll see who wins tonight.
This is going to be
We don't know. We don't know who won. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool the way this plays out. So let me ask you on the surface, because Phil, you play with both teams, but you're going to play with the later team. What is your opinion on these two teams going head to head in real life?
I mean, it's fun. You know, I've seen both teams. I was part of both, so it's I get to see perspective. But it's very fun to see each other go back and forth. Like, you never really know who's better. You know, it's all opinionated, but we're very fortunate we can have the conversation. Like, even after tonight's game, it's not going to prove anything or make anybody change their mind on who they will win. So it's going to be cool to see how it goes. But two special teams and two completely different teams. But we're just very fortunate to have this type of argument, I guess.
Now, Ryan, it looked to me like your team may have been defensively a little more buttoned down and the other team could score a little more, right? Do I have that right? Is that pretty much the dynamic here?
Yeah, we kind of grinded our games out. We could win ugly, and when we made shots, we knew we were going to win. But we weren't as talented, probably not the same NBA guys that they have. They were just a firepower offensively where everyone could shoot. So they had spread the floor out against us. But I still think our 18 team, we'd slow the game down, control the pace, and control the ball.
Yeah, okay. Now, of course, the what's interesting about you, Phil, is that you scored 20 in the earlier game, but you know, you're a starter on the later team. So this is really strange that you know your big game, you're on the other team today. But Ryan, obviously the play, it'll go down in history. So how many times do you relive that? How many times have people relived that with you?
I never bring it up. Like, I'll never bring it up. But if people bring it up to me and want to talk and ask about it, ask about the championship game, I'm more than willing to share my stories, my perspectives, and my thoughts throughout the game. But it's something that I know Phil, I mean, played such a huge part on that team in that championship game as well. Just, we'll all be able to live that for forever just because it was such a well-played game. Dudes were making shots, and then we just had the ball at the end to be able to make the last play of the game.
I'm curious for both of your reaction when Paige makes that crazy three, and you guys have the game won really, and you defend that, and he just makes this amazing shot. What does that do to you mentally? Does it deflate you or does it like energize you?
Phil, you want to go?
I'm eating more. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, so when Marcus made that shot, like, the first thing that came to my head was, like, all right, at least we'll have the ball for the last shot. Like, and if we miss it, then we get to go into overtime. But we all had confidence in each other. We knew we were playing a good game. Phil was shooting it well. Chris was in foul trouble, but still was shooting it well. And, like, we all were playing a solid game. So we just were thankful that we had the ball to win at the end, and they didn't have a chance to win. So we knew at worst case we were going to go to overtime and have another chance to win. But we wanted to end it right then and there.
And let's talk about your current, what you guys doing currently. It's Ryan with the Bulls. And interestingly enough, with that organization that's now being featured on The Last Dance, what's been your reaction to playing in Chicago and then with the backdrop of this story?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool getting to be a part of the organization now. I see there's a couple trainers who are still with us. There's equipment managers who are still with us, like the Sniffy Brothers. The guy who said that is he's just a classic guy within the Bulls organization, but having played at the United Center, the introductions, it was special. When they started The Last Dance, you really get that sense of how much the Bulls mean to the city and how good they were and during that Jordan era. It's just a special time being able to be a part of the organization while watching it. Definitely just eager to get back whenever that is and try to get some wins.
What are you guys doing? And Phil, you're obviously in the Wizards organization. What are you guys doing as far as playing ball now? I mean, they're thinking that they still want to resume the season, but what are you guys working out? You can't be in that kind of basketball shape that it requires to resume a season. So how are you negotiating this whole thing?
Just trying to do whatever I can. Working out in the house, running outside. I haven't been able to get to a court, which kind of hurts. I have a ball at home, but that's about all I have. I just haven't been able to get access to a court. And yeah, you're right. Whatever we're doing, it's not going to be complete game shape. Nothing's like game shape, but just trying to do the best I can to try to stay in a good condition, I guess.
What about the cardio? You know, like that part of it, there's nothing like being in basketball shape, and you have to get basketball shape by getting up and down the floor. So I don't know what you guys are doing cardio-wise to replace that.
Yeah, there's nothing really you can do to replace and like game shape, whether it's college, high school, or NBA. I mean, I've been riding the damn Peloton. It's great getting the sweat in, but I'm not. I know when I get back out on the court, I'm going to be huffing and puffing up and down.
For sure.
Yes, indeed.
We're talking to Phil Booth, Ryan Archie Jock, and tonight, Villanova 2015-16 team versus the 2017-18 team. I'm going to ask you for a prediction, both of you, because I want to kind of set a fictional line on this game. And I'm thinking, I got to be honest, Ryan, I got to go 2017.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I'm going to make it a slight favor. I'm going to 2017-18 team favored by 3.
Okay.
3.5. Right. Maybe I go 3.5. I'll go 3.5 with the hook.
Yeah, there you go. Phil, how long is the game? Did they say?
I don't know, actually, Kev. I don't know how many minutes are. Is it? Yeah. I don't know if he's doing halves or if how's he doing it.
Well, depending on the games, I'm not going to go.
220-minute halves, were you being told?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go 2015-16 favored by 1.5. we're gonna steal it on another buzzer beater, this time by Josh Hart.
He doesn't sound too confident.
hey, we're going to grind it out and steal it at the end. That's all we need to do.
So, Phil, he's saying that his squad is going to shut your squad down.
Yeah. Hey, Archie, man, I don't really think that's going to happen. I think we won by 8. I guess go by 7 or 8 wins.
See, they're going to have all to keep right, it right. In the late 60s. If you guys get the 70s, you win.
Yeah, you know, if you get the 80s, it's a blowout.
This is gonna be a game like our Kansas Elite Eight game. Try to keep it low 60s, high 60s, something like that.
That's
and
awesome.
Shot clock, we'll get the ball and hold it.
That's fantastic. Well, good luck to you guys, man. It's gonna be fun to watch it tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Ryan Archidiakono and Phil Booth, Comcast Business Hotline.